Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, counties suing Texas Pete, and Tom got donuts yesterday. We'll have that coming up right after this.
Sam, hey, glad you're here this morning. Thanks for that lock last night. I don't know how you did it, but you said it was a sure thing. Dolphins would cover. Man, that was great. Thanks for the advice.
Not a problem, Dexter. By the way, what's my take?
Well, I thought it was friendly advice at first, but how about $5? You know, you could buy some little Hot Wheels there, or maybe some turtle things or whatever.
Bullshit. $5 ain't gonna cut it, mister. Come across. How much did you have on that game?
C note, I think.
Well, sounds to me like the Samster's in for half a C.
All right. Fine, you little shark here.
So, how come you didn't put more money on the game, you little p***?
Between paydays. Sam, I was a little light. I do live paycheck to paycheck.
You should have come to me for some cash. I cleaned up this weekend on that Colts-Packers game. I can't believe my dad took the Packers. What a doofus. He's down 50. But me, I got a brand new bike and 3 new mutual funds.
She not, Sam.
Come on, Chickster. I'll buy a fat free ice cream cone. Does that sound good, little feller?
Well, yeah, it sounds real good. I just don't know how to thank you, Sam.
Don't worry. You can reimburse me on payday.
Geez, Sam. You're the best.
Anything for a buddy.
Yeah, buddies.
Brought to you by the American Gambling Council.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
We're going to hear that brain procedure song out of Pat this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wait and see. There's Josh Arnold.
Hi, Chick.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Morning, Chick.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
We were trying to come up with a couple things that Christy missed while she was on vacation last week.
You know, she missed this stuff on purpose. That's why one goes on vacation.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, that could be.
I have an email from yesterday. Remember when I was verbally undressed by a couple of our listeners when I said that the Liberty Funny Bone, where Josh will be this weekend, was in Hamilton County, and I'm a proud Buckeye. Well, not that proud, but it is indeed in Butler County, not right. In Hamilton County. And then Josh shot his mouth off and said, St. Louis is in St. Louis County. Well, get a load of this guy.
Oh.
This is from Brian. You said yesterday St. Louis is in St. Louis County. That is not correct.
Oh.
In 1877... St. Louis City separated from St. Louis County and became an independent city in Missouri.
You know, he is right. I did forget about that. Because I used to have to pay St. Louis City taxes when I lived
there. So wait a minute, but every city is in a county.
Yeah, I thought it was part of but I obviously I'm wrong.
However, Brian follows this up just for Josh. Rockwood Summit learned you well.
Is that where you went to high school?
Yes. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, isn't it weird? My high school... did not teach us about ordinances within the city we lived. So.
They didn't?
Municipal. Yours did? You had a class on local counties?
Yeah, well, probably, but I think not. We just knew what our
County wise.
No idea. This is from Brian, a Parkway South High grad.
Okay. Well, oh, nice. Whatever the hell that is. That's really confusing. I think you're still right, Josh. I think, isn't every city in a county also?
I don't know, but I do remember when I lived in St. Louis City, I had to pay.
You're to blame for this because you opened up the can of worms that is the Commonwealth of the state of Kentucky, okay?
Yeah.
Your problem, that's where it started.
No,
if you had to just call it Kentucky, we wouldn't have
the Commonwealth
problems.
Is correct.
I know it is, but why
be correct?
Bring it up? Why bring it up?
The benefits of a classical education.
I'm going to classical education your face into the pavement. What I'm going to
The point is,
I'm
Josh,
kidding, of course.
Josh will be in Greater Cincinnati at the Funny Bone Friday and Saturday recording his new album. This is very exciting.
Yes, thank you.
Now, to take the Bob and Tom time machine to last week,
okay,
Christy Lee.
What I miss?
One of these famous frivolous lawsuits, and this is why I'm not a judge, because this guy and the lawyer would both be imprisoned for bringing this to court. The guy bought something called Texas Pete's hot sauce.
Okay.
And this guy lives in California. Am I getting this right? And this gets sort of complicated. He is suing Texas Pete's because it's not made in Texas.
Oh, for God's sake.
Texas Pete's is made in, where is it here?
Carolina?
Yeah, it's made in Carolina. Someone named Philip White purchased a bottle of Texas Pete's at a Ralph's supermarket in September of 2021. He has filed a lawsuit claiming he would not have purchased the hot sauce had he known its origin. He says that the makers are capitalizing on consumers' desire to partake in the culture and authentic cuisine of Texas.
Hmm.
So he is gone to court. So again, I would go after this guy that's bringing this lawsuit.
Sure.
In some way. I think I would have him tied down and then pour the sauce in his eyeballs, then heat it up and then pour it in his crotch and see if he
melts.
But that's just me, because I do believe in cruel and unusual punishment.
Yes, you do.
I think it's more creative and fun. Now, Pat, you have a tribute to this guy?
Yeah, this is what Christy missed. In my mind, I'm eating sauce from Carolina. I thought it was from Texas. Why do they perplex us? It's Louisiana hot sauce made in Carolina. But I had the taste of Texas in my mind. James Taylor after the breakup.
No.
In my mind, I'm going down on Carly Simon.
Hey!
Rode my old lady like a Harley.
Oh.
Accidentally called out Carly. And you know that girlfriend of mine, she kicked me from behind. Cause I'm going down on Carly Simon in my mind.
There you go, Christy.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much, Pat. I can tell Christy is very impressed.
She loves it.
Big fan.
Yeah.
She can't stop laughing.
I loved it. Not as much as the neurological science.
Yeah,
song.
Now there's a song.
What a song that was.
That's something to revisit, isn't it?
That's something we need to
maybe
hear.
Maybe we can polish that one and maybe bring it back.
There's
in
no
a few
way to
hours.
Polish that.
You got to have to.
Okay.
You got to.
All right.
People
all
are going to start clamoring for it. You wait.
Sure they are.
But this led actually to an interesting question in my mind. I was saying to this guy, because once again, the sauce is called Texas Pete's. It's made
right.
in Carolina. This guy lives in California. He's just a jackass trying to stir things up. But I was going to tell him, hey, you realize that not all the Dallas Cowboys are from Dallas. But that led to this in my mind. What team has the most?
Oh, God.
What NFL team has the most players from the state that they're in?
Christ almighty.
It's a fair question.
What was your question again?
What NFL team
right.
has the most players that actually went to high school and are from the state that they're playing in?
And what's the answer?
I don't know.
There's no way anyone here could know this answer.
No.
There's no one. I don't think anyone would know because the
rosters. I tried Googling and it said what?
The rosters are constantly changing. It's the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's
almost as stupid as mine. How many people have, or how many teams have someone on the team named after the team that they play on? There are a couple of Browns on the Cleveland Browns. There was a Washington on the Washington, whatever the
hell. Are there any Commanders?
No, I don't think there's Jimmy Commander. I don't think. Yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, that is our perfect segue into sports.
Perfect segue.
Perfect.
Really running into the plan
well,
there.
You better thank yourself if that was the perfect segue.
Of course.
Dustin Hopkins. They call him D-Hop. No, nobody calls him D-Hop, actually. He kicked 4 field goals with a leg and a half. He's got a hamstring problem, Tom. And maybe they'll start rubbing him out like they did that one guy a couple of
times. That was a disturbing video to watch.
You know, you kept watching it, though. So
I did, didn't I? Well, I had a nice behind.
Cool butt, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had a crazy butt, right?
Yeah, I did.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Speaking of butts, yesterday we had that new story about the guy in Maryland nicknamed Butt Juice.
Yes.
Convicted of partaking in gang violence. Did you see this? This guy's, according to court documents, Lamont Jones, also known as Butt Juice, was a member of a gang called Up Da Hill. UPDA.
You'd rather be up the hill than downhill.
Yeah.
Or under it.
Yeah, Up Da Hill. I mean, it sounds like a band.
Didn't JFK make a famous Up Da Hill speech? What was that one?
Ich bin ein Da Hiller.
Anyway, this guy's Butt Juice is in prison. I was lamenting the fact that I think contemporary gangsters don't have cool names like Babyface Nelson or Pretty Boy Floyd. Butt Juice is just vulgar.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
I mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
Pretty Boy Floyd, kind of, you could talk about that in the parlor. You can't walk in and say, hey, Mom, is he the latest?
Honestly,
they're looking for, they put a...
Be honest with me, just for 30 seconds. What year do you think it is? I mean, just, because you're talking about a conversation in the parlor.
In my mind, it's 1967.
Oh, dude, that's even...
The parlor's turn of the century, 1900.
I'm just saying, the gangster names were a little more, I don't know...
Romantic,
if
you will.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, those guys were notorious, well-known around the country. Butt Juice, nobody knows who that is, and nobody would were it not.
I wish I didn't know who it was. We've talked about it 2 days in a row now. By the way, nowhere near the record.
Eddie thinks we don't remember we talked about it 6 months.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
I don't think Scarface would have had the romantic following.
No, Scarface is good. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's kind of... on point.
Sure.
He's got a scar on his face. He's a tough guy. Butt Juice. Can you imagine if they had to talk about that in the national news?
I wish we knew the origin.
I assume it's pretty simple. I assume probably. Maybe he showed up one day, he had a little juice somewhere, and they go, hey, look at that Butt Juice. And then,
hey, Butt Juice.
Or maybe he's a butt buddy like you.
Oh, he could have been.
One time, wearing white pants.
He used to be known as White Pants Jones.
This is an email, Tom, from T.S. T.S. says, you guys were talking about straws on the show. I bought a used Corvette from a Chevy dealer. When I got it home, I found it had storage compartments under the armrest on the doors. They were packed full of plastic straws. Apparently, the previous owner worked at a restaurant. I also found a pay stub.
Or it was a Coke dealer. Take your pick.
Yeah, there are also these little tiny spoons.
Yeah.
Well, who's eating cereal with this? It gets like one Cheerio at a time.
I would do that.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
My
cereal spoon.
I walked in and Christy just had one chocolate-covered raisin on a plate. It was the saddest thing I'd ever seen.
I'm just having the one.
Yeah. I get my one little
treat. Donuts I brought in, Christy?
No, I didn't look.
That was 2 days ago.
They're a little... No, it was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. They've been there since yesterday morning. Because no
kind
one
of donuts?
Wants them.
What type of donuts?
They look like, you know what it looks like? Donuts. It looks like your trash you left it on the counter.
Exactly.
It really does. There's like six sad little, about quarter-sized donuts. I'll give these. They'll enjoy these.
These are the peasants.
There's like six of them.
Clearly a dog bite taken out of one.
Hey, Tom, thanks for bringing those donuts.
Christy, they're homemade from the farmer's market.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Just so you
the old donut farm. Donut fields as far as the eye can see.
So, what else happened in sports?
This will cheer the kids up. I'll leave them some donuts. Who left these? Oh, Tom left those. Oh, let me have a Tom donut.
Man's all wrinkled.
Oh, that's
easy. Tom's not wrong in his thinking there. We are vultures. You leave a bag of anything true. In there.
I should have put them on the presentation.
Yeah, if you put them on a plate.
I'll put them on a plate for you.
No, we heathens are not worth it. Trust me.
Have you tried them?
They've been there. When did you buy them? Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, they last a couple days.
Run them under a little water, microwave them for 10 seconds. They're as good as new.
How about?
Could we move
during
on?
During inclement weather, I use them as sand under my wheels in case I get caught somewhere.
I'm stuck. Will you get one of those donuts, Tom?
Tom's old donuts.
Here you go.
I thought it was a very thoughtful act.
You're welcome.
I did not. Dustin Hopkins kicked four field goals.
We're calling the Rain Man.
Including Dustin Hoffman.
Definitely four field goals. Definitely.
It's very good.
There he is calculating there, Pat.
Definitely 39-yarder. 39. Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, here, 39. Here are the donuts.
Look at that bag.
Look at the top of the bag.
That has not changed.
It looks like 60 hands in a bag that you would light on fire and put on your neighbor's porch. Yeah.
That looks like Johnny Winter's ball sack.
What did you say, y'all?
That's funny.
I've got to take these in and leave them for the
Why'd you decide to run them over before bringing them in?
10 hands have been on.
Oh, and there's a hole in the bottom. So
of course, throw them away. Sorry.
Were you so happy?
This is a lot like the time you brought Ace two potatoes from your
house. You ready?
Yeah. They're as hard as arithmetic.
That was not a shoe being dropped on.
Okay, fine.
Boy, oh boy. Wow. How little do you think about it? Yes, Ace.
You know he's buying our lunch today.
That's true.
No, he was.
Thanks, Jim.
You should cancel it. Yeah, you know what? Screw you guys. And then send us a picture of you eating from that restaurant.
Going to a nice steak place today for lunch.
Yes.
Dustin Hopkins, nice. Four field goals, including a 39-yarder with 2:38 left in overtime. And the Los Angeles Chargers, still sounds weird, rallies a 1916 win over the Denver Broncos. Do you know, remember Russell Wilson went from Seattle to Denver over the summer, and he's the quarterback in Denver. Do you know that he has a business manager? And if you're on the team with Russell Wilson, you want to talk to him. If you're not in practice, you're not actively practicing with Russell, whatever. If you want to call him up. You don't have his number. You have to go through a business manager. Did you know that? Does that sound like a teammate to you? Or is this the type of behavior you two encourage because you...
I'm bored.
Which also, they went on for 45 minutes yesterday how Tom Brady is killing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they're giving him preferential treatment. But you two, Tom Brady's a god. So, yeah, what do you think of that?
Which one of your stupid statements do you want me to go after first?
Russell Wilson was a born athlete. I mean, you're named after two sporting goods companies.
And his middle name? Spalding. What do you think of that?
Jake, if I was an offensive lineman and I couldn't talk to my quarterback.
Exactly.
When I'm blocking the defensive lineman, I'm saying, no, Russell, I'm letting my business manager block the guy. Then he'll get to you. That's How about right. that?
Hey, if you check That's your funny. Email, you found that I'm sorry about missing that block. I just thought that was not. That's not a team.
You gotta support those guys.
What if we worked with someone that you couldn't talk to? Never mind. That's a bad, super horrible analogy.
You have my phone number?
I don't know what
I won't answer if you call.
Chick, come on. Now Amy's going to send me a mean email later. Come on, man.
Tom says that you were insubordinate during the 6 o'clock hour.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.